Who made the mess? Bible thought. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Romans chapter 14, verse 12. A common lesson that Christian parents attempt to teach their young toddlers is the concept that everything has been made by God. The flowers, trees, grass, and animals. After several months of discussing this thought with my own two-year-old, I walked into the kitchen one day to discover a puddle of spilled milk on the floor. In a chiding voice, I asked him, "Who made this mess?" He looked up, beaming, and proudly proclaimed, "God made the mess." Unfortunately, many people never grow past the childish stage of shifting the blame for their mistakes to others, or even to God. This temptation has been around since the beginning of time, when Adam attempted to vindicate himself before God by saying, "The woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree and I ate it." The messes in our lives can never be cleaned up as long as we refuse to take responsibility for our own actions. When things go wrong, let's take an honest look at ourselves and own up to whatever we have done to contribute to the problem. Only then can we get past it to accomplish God's purpose for our lives. Lord, please help us to recognize, admit, and correct any actions on our part that have created the predicaments we find in our lives. Through Jesus we pray. Amen. Jan Knox, Woodward, Oklahoma.